Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game in the Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. A little bit of news, Titans roster news, that wide receiver Treshawn Harrison, tight end Kevin Rader, corner Eric Gehrer, defensive back Armani Marsh, and outside linebacker Thomas Rush, and tight end Thomas Odukoya have been signed to the Titans practice squad. This in from Justin Mello, who today and yesterday were his days. I mean, he is just Titans 53-man roster aficionado. So shouts out to Justin.
He's got
Mello.
Info, and he's got pictures with info. The stuff.
He's on his thing. He has his ear.
He's on his game.
To the lockers.
Awfully
he has
impressive.
His ear to the lockers, I can tell you that.
Awfully impressive. Eric Gehrer has also been signed to the practice squad, and the Titans have claimed Kendall Vildor, a corner from Chicago, off of waiver wires.
From Hogwarts.
From
Hogwarts University.
The Disney villain.
Kendall Vildor.
Joining us now is Jonathan Hutton, Hot Mike with Hutton Withrow. Hutton, it is Hutton o'clock, our favorite time of the week. Your initial thoughts and takeaways from the Titans 53-man roster.
I'm going to be with you guys. Look, I think the Titans are better on offense. I don't know how much better. And just comparing the rosters from last year to this year, from coaching to the offensive line, and I'm just saying offensive line, guys, because it can't get much worse. I say that now. Ask me that in 8 weeks. A wide receiver, adding DeAndre Hopkins to pair with Treylon Burks, who by all accounts looks good at practice and back at practice and is on track for New Orleans. Running back and backup running back, it's hard to find a spot where they're not better. And I think that's a good sign. What does that mean overall? Time will tell. Defense, I think the depth is very good. Front seven has a chance to be elite. And what we saw through the first 8 or 9 weeks last year, this defense was among the tops in the entire league, even when they sustained some injuries. And then the dam and the levee broke. So there's reason for optimism. They're not winning the Super Bowl, but they are a competitive roster as it stands right now, given the fact that while we have a ton of questions, right now we don't have a ton of injuries. And the way it sits with Derrick Henry, and knowing that at least they have the ability to throw the football, I'm more optimistic than what I was a month ago, given the circumstances of Hopkins being in the mix and the fact that they get through camp relatively healthy overall. I'm still hesitant to say that the offensive line is, hey, they're going to be fine. They're far from it. They've got to prove a lot there. But can they be adequate? If they can be adequate, this defense can carry a lot of what this team needs every week.
Yeah, the offensive line is absolutely a position of concern for me, but kind of along those lines of positions of concern, what moves do you think the Titans have yet to make? Maybe waiver wire claims or picking up other pieces from other practice squads around the league just to add some depth pieces to this roster.
You mentioned some of the names right there, the guys that they felt would clear waivers. Honestly, I don't think teams claim enough players and swap in and out. They invest in the players that have been through camp, and there's a lot of time spent in the gamesmanship of having someone that you can have as a free agent on the waiver wire for 24 hours that you can get back on your practice squad. And then if someone attempts to sign them, you can add them to your main roster for a guaranteed 3 weeks. This will be the musical chairs. You mentioned a lot of names that I think will be elevated on game day and then sent back to the practice squad. So, you know, Raiders are a good example of how they can help the offensive line without carrying him on the 53-man roster. So they will use that to their advantage. They will use the emergency quarterback to their advantage, and they can go light at tight end because they'll carry a couple on the practice squad that will be activated on game day. I also, just a quick observation, they are younger across the board on offense and defense. So I'd give them But this is something they had to do, you know, get, clinging to certain players or going with the guy who's been with the system. Four undrafted free agents made this roster. I do think there is some ways to say that's commendable, given the fact that sticking with who they were sticking with over the last couple of years wasn't necessarily the best decision in terms of depth. At least they have the athleticism and some developmental players like Otis Reese that they can bring along that Vrabel feels like is worth making that investment in.
We'll talk with Jonathan Hutton. You can catch him. He's the host of Hot Mike with Hutton Withrow. I was about to say Outkick again. I'm sorry about that, Hut.
Mace, you can say whatever you want.
I got to get that out of my mind, Outkick.
You're allowed to call me John. Remember that.
Exactly. You just mentioned some of the younger guys, and we talked about it earlier in the show, that this roster has gotten young very quickly. And
yes,
most notably, they've kept 11 guys that, you know, were either the six that they drafted or UDFAs that they decided to keep. So you're talking 11 first year players. Does that say much about your, what does that say about your roster to you?
Well, first it says the investments made in some of their vets didn't pan out. Let's say that there are holes across this roster that desperately need a reset. They need to be refreshed in a way. Look, depth was not great a year ago. Depth is not great now, top to bottom. But they have rotated and reset the depth with some players that have the ability to improve instead of reaching and keeping players, not reaching, keeping players that have plateaued. And those guys can come back, by the way. Honestly, there are several players on the roster that will likely move back and forth through the waiver wire as the season begins. The four undrafteds are guys to mention there. But I don't mind the fact that Vrabel identified a handful of these players that he wanted to keep, and maybe they use this as a 24-hour, 48-hour deal where they move them to the practice squad after teams set theirs. That could also be a part of this game. I think the Titans stuck with their foundation identity, and that is their run game. And on defense, there is no doubt the heart of this entire team is up front in that seven. And I think that front seven now, where they are depth-wise and where they are with talent, that sets the entire tone for what they want to be and how they want to be consistent with that message week in and week out on facing their opponent. They will follow that group. That group has to dominate, and I believe they can. That's the one thing I'm really high on, and I think everyone is. The Titans front seven can be elite. They already stopped the run, and now it's time to get after the quarterback. They don't have Bud Dupree, but the Titans didn't have Bud Dupree whenever Bud Dupree was in a Titans uniform. They can be better even without the big name guy on their roster.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think that front seven will end up being the strength of their team, even though I'm still worried about some of the linebacker play outside of Aziz. I'm worried about Harold Landry, but not because I don't think he can play. It's just the injury. How long is it going to take him back, to get back to form? Will it take half the season? Will it take longer? That's what I'm sort of worried about with Harold Landry.
And does he's always known for playing a ton of snaps.
Yes.
Weaver's going to have to play more. Weaver's known for not playing many snaps. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's going to have to adjust and step up into more of a primary role. But it's still Landry that will eventually take over like he did. At least that's the plan, right? That he's on course for that. So where they sit now, I don't hesitate in saying I think they've nailed it in that area. And again, like, for as much as I'm willing to crush them over the awful picks and the awful signings and signing off on guys that have injury concerns and everything involved with their depth at certain positions, they've crushed it in this area. And I think that's something to lean on, and they have.
Do you expect them to go out? Because another position I am worried about is tight end and the depth there. Do you expect them to possibly go out and get another tight end, because right now it's really only Chig, with experience. And behind that, you don't have much experience at all.
You're right. You're right. And you know, it was just an okay type camp for Wiley. He's got to catch the football, right? Mm-hmm. Chig is a vital piece, a vital part of their offense this season. And not just offense, their success this season. When it's the moments, right? I've stressed this with A.J. Brown. Jonnu Smith made some first down plays that led to a scoring drive. That's Chig Okonkwo here. He's also able to get into the end zone. And Jonnu, that's got to be Chig Okonkwo. He's got to take that next jump in what is expected of him. And honestly, the lack of movement at that position is the anticipation.